This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you a bit, tired, for lack of a better word, of hearing about, well, people telling you that you are the cause of global warming, or global cooling, or climate change, whether it be your gaseous emissions, or your willingness to eat things that emit gas, you're the problem. Or, hey, how about this? You're traveling too much in your car, and it's spewing out all this stuff, and it's causing all the problems of the world. Or you're flying too much, and then you come to find out the world's elite who are blaming you for climate change are some of the most disgusting hypocrites on the planet, as they've taken to the air, not via commercial airliner, but via private jet, by the hundreds. In fact, Egypt is reporting that I think over 400 private jets have landed at Sharm el-Sheikh Airport there to meet for the International Climate Summit, COP27 they're calling it. Billionaires, political leaders, globalists all, going there to fight climate change and scream and cry about the average American and how dangerous and dastardly we are for daring to breathe out CO2. As if CO2 were causing warming, when we know it's not a toxic poison, it's a critical component to the greening and the life of plants all over the planet we live on. And our very ability to survive depends upon that CO2, O2 cycle. And that rather than being a noxious, dangerous, toxic gas, it is the reason why we have plants on the planet and how they give us oxygen as well, much less food that we eat. And if we eat the plants, or if we eat the animals that eat the plants, that keep this cycle of life going. But these people who are blaming you for dastardly deeds and affecting the weather, they will fly forever in their jets, private, and cry about you daring to leave your home to go to the grocery store. Now, I wish that more of you went to the grocery store less, not because I'm concerned about you driving the weather or making us warmer, but simply because it's inefficient and you could be producing better quality food in your own backyard, side yard, front yard, windowsill. And I realize that that might not supplant all of the food that you need to keep going, but certainly if you think that just converting to organic agriculture will be the answer to also the problems of chemical pollution associated with factory farming, just look at the example of Sri Lanka, where in order to elevate ESG scores, to get low-cost loans from the IMF and World Bank and all their subsidiaries, you see the disaster that ensued by immediately implementing such a shift, a change that I think overall may be of benefit. To grow more organically, rely less and less on toxic pollutants. And of course, when we talk about the environment, where I believe people on the right and the left would and could come together if they had rational discussions about what really is the problem, it isn't the shift in climate, warm or cold, but but it's the poisoning of the people and the animals on planet Earth by synthetic toxicology in the growth of food via factory farming methods. However, if we curtail them instantly like they did in Sri Lanka to get good ESG scores, you found out the people go hungry very fast. You cannot transition on a dime, the turn, the stop, you know, that kind of thing. Especially when most of the people were not growing food there in abundance. So part of the solution to what is coming via artifice, in other words, artificially induced shortages. We see the curtailing of deliveries via attacks on what they call fossil fuel utilization, oil-based transportation methods. That is what provides the abundance on this planet that allow nearly 8 billion people, I think we're almost there, 8 billion people to live, to be alive right now on planet Earth. They say, well, that's not sustainable. So you're willing to kill, what, 4 billion? 1 billion? 6 billion? How many people are you willing to sacrifice by curtailing the production of energy that that then goes into food production to sustain life on planet Earth? This is where you look at the global warming alarmists or climate change alarmists, and you say, you guys are actually okay with murder. You don't mind. And you like some of these people will go, well, we don't want to murder animals. That's right. I'm a vegan. I'm better than you. I'm holier than you because I don't eat animals. I'm like, in the meantime, if you want to mandate the way you want everyone else to live, it will result in the wholesale slaughter of billions of people on the planet. And you're okay with that. How is that a godly thing to promote? And we might not be able to stop the loss of billions of lives on planet Earth, not because of climate change, but because of the injections that have been foisted on us through deception, through the fear of germs, mRNA injections that we see died suddenly being the, you know, the trending thing you can look up. You're like, how the hell are 20-somethings and 30-somethings and 40-somethings in the prime of their life and sometimes younger teenagers dropping dead of cardiac events? Oh, we are better at diagnosing that. That used to happen all the time. Now we're going to call it sudden adult death syndrome. And myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes in kids, that used to happen too all the time. We're just better at diagnosing that. Like they're better at diagnosing autism. For any of you that are over 50 years of age, especially, look back into your childhood and recognize all the autistic children that you grew up with. You just didn't know because they weren't being diagnosed. And then look at anyone with, let's say, a severe autism manifestation and tell me you wouldn't remember that from your childhood. We are being lied to and deceived about so many things, arguably maybe almost everything. The question is, how do we see through it? How do we break through it? We got to talk to people like Joe Bastardi on climate issues, on weather issues, to say, hey, what's really going on here? To go to levels that maybe it's uncomfortable to go to, but to recognize it, it ain't all about the humans. Yeah, stupid humans do stupid things. But one of the stupider things we could do is believe the lies about climate change being caused by humans and look at natural cycles in weather over thousands of years of recorded and not recorded history, if we have the science to do so, and say, wait, here's what's really going on. So let's welcome Joe to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right now, Joe, how you doing? Are you freezing? Are you cooking? What's going on there?
Well, we got about an inch of snow here in central Pennsylvania, and it's snowing pretty hard. You could, for those who follow me on WeatherBell or even watch me on Twitter, we've been talking about this mid-November flip, and that October 27th, we told people in Florida we felt a hurricane was going to impact them. As a matter of fact, I was speaking September 13th in Chicago to the natural gas people there and said we expect a very active end game in the southeastern part of the United States with the hurricane season. At that time, nothing was going on, and that it would result in an early winter because we lined up similar patterns. You got to understand, folks, the problem we have today is that people only look at what's in front of them. They, I'm a great believer in my Heavenly Father. I'm blessed beyond belief in that I've gotten a chance and continue to have the chance to work in what God made me to do. So I feel if I'm focused on the good Lord above, then His wind is at my back. and I'm able to use the talents that I have be able to tell the truth, whether it's about the weather. What is a weather forecast? A weather forecast is an attempt to tell the truth about a future event. No one knows the future event. You may believe something's going to happen. So you're taught humility quite a bit with that kind of situation. And it's a great lesson that the weather teaches you. But what has happened here is a mass denial of Proverbs 25:2, which it says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search the matter out, a glory of kings. And so what's happened is that when you see people say, no need to search out the matter, it's settled science, we're done, don't worry about it, then the very things that are being concealed for us to search for, so that we can reach beyond our grasp, are taken away from us. So it is actually, I believe it is a bigger negative than just what you're seeing economically, socially, and other things. You know. By the way, I like your sweatshirt. Underneath this,
yes.
Okay, is a shirt I have, which is the same kind of, it's in yellow. Mm-hmm. All right, live free or die with the snake and all that, because I'm going to be lifting. I always go in the gym lifting.
Well, you want to have that message to let people know what you're all about, right?
Well, it's not that. It's not so much that. It's it's the idea that those people that came up with that flag, they were reaching to a higher cause. You got to understand. You see what I'm saying? You try put yourself in that. What, you know, I never thought, I'm 67 now, and I've been in love with the weather longer than anything in my life. In fact, you know, my mom and dad just passed away this last January. And, you know, you do a lot of reflection on things like that. I said, I'll be darned. I probably loved the weather as long as I loved my mom and dad. Now, it didn't hurt that I had a father who was a meteorologist and that knew how to encourage his son when he saw his son had talent, rather than just say, okay, well, just try to do what everybody else does. That's a popular thing today. So I was blessed with 66 years of great, great parents. And one thing my dad always taught me was the foundation you stand on today was built yesterday to reach for tomorrow. So what happens is you've got to know yesterday, you've got to understand yesterday. Those who wish to trash yesterday and, you know, your past is either bedrock or quicksand. Those who are trying to destroy the foundation of the past, I don't care if it's weather, I don't care if it's, our country's history. What they're trying to do is design a platform of quicksand so that the only way you can try to reach out of that is to turn toward them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, it hooks into what Browning said, that a man's reach must exceed his grasp, but what's a heaven for, right? Well, what happens if you're sinking and you've got a design system meant to sink you, and the only place you could reach out for is government dependency or, an elitist control type situation? And look, let me just say something. People think I am wacky when I start talking like this, but this is the only conclusion that I could come to. I've written two Amazon bestsellers on climate and weather, The Climate Chronicles, Inconvenient Revelations, You Won't Hear from Al Gore and Other. And the one that I think is really, really good is The Weaponization of Weather and the Phony Climate War. But I'm now starting to toy with the idea of writing a book called The Spiritual Conspiracy. You see, Robert, I don't believe that anyone that you see that is driving the climate issue or any other issue is actually evil. I just believe that there is a conspiracy going on. Not the people have done it, but there is a conspiracy in the background, a spiritual conspiracy that literally puts these ideas in these people's heads. And the ideas are that I can save humanity because I am smarter than humanity, I'm better than humanity, and so it is my duty to rise to this great level and help the masses.
Joe, right? These are people with a God complex. I mean, they're...
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, let's hook... Hold on. Let me hook this together here just for a mm-hmm. second. Why did Lucifer get thrown out of heaven, right? And if you, Paul Harvey came out with this way before me, If I Were the Devil, back in 1965, just the greatest long-range forecast ever made by anyone, Paul Harvey, for those of you who might remember him. But you would naturally want to take down God's greatest creation and limit that creation from trying to actually reach toward a true higher calling. And so some of these things that are going on, you know, I see the way the atmosphere works naturally, where, you know, I look at something and someone says, oh, that's CO2. No, it's not. We don't even use CO2 in forecasting the weather. We don't have saturation mixing ratio charts for CO2. We have for water vapor, of course. So what you're saying is, you see with COVID, you know, with Fauci, with his shiny penny thing with Wuhan. I mean, seriously, how does a virus come out of a lab ready to take down a large part of humanity? If you know anything about viruses, you know they have to continually morph. It takes a long time, and then bang, they do work their way into the population.
I think we would acknowledge there was some evil intent, and if not intent, just arrogance that would result in destruction of man by playing God. Man playing God is not a good play. It's not going to do well.
That's exactly right. So what makes you think that you could control? See, this is what drives me nuts. The atmosphere is an infinite majestic system, right? And this idea, the idea that computer models can handle it is just laughable. They're right maybe 90, 95% of the time, but it's the 5 to 10% of the time they're wrong. That's how I make a living, because of the fact that I do a lot of analysis of past events. I said, well, wait a minute. Why is the model forecasting this over here? And the same thing was setting up before, and that's not what happened. So what happens is you see the limitation of the model. I'm sorry, I'm reading this. Someone wants me to start talking about chemtrails. No, I don't believe chemtrails are for controlling the weather. All right.
Well, the one thing I will say about that, Joe, is interesting. The patents on aerial spraying for global dimming have been acknowledged within the government recently, interestingly enough.
Yeah, well, they're always monkey. Listen, this is not new. Come on, guys. Look, we were seeding hurricanes in the 1940s, all right? And you know why we quit seeding? I'm a big fan of seeding hurricanes, intensifying hurricanes coming to the coast, because I know if I can disrupt their inner core with a silver iodide that they put in, affect the condensation processes, it's almost like tweaking a hamstring on a guy that runs a 9-1. He may still run a 10-0, but he's not running a 9-1 anymore. So when you start looking at the balances of nature, you understand that in a hurricane or something, you might be able to tweak it for 24 hours. All right. But what makes you think that, you know, for instance, they got rid of Project Storm Fury. In 1947, there was a hurricane stalled east of Savannah, and they seeded it, and it turned west and went into Savannah, and they blamed the seeding for it. Never mind the 1047 millibar high pressure over New England blocking it from going out to sea. So which caused the west move of the hurricane? The monster high pressure to the north and the ridging to the north? No. Or, we dropped a few silver iodide.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So people are always trying to look toward that. You take CO2, okay? Maybe chemtrails are like CO2, all right? I think that, look, you put extra CO2 in the air relative to what it was, there's probably going to be some kind of reaction, but how do you know? Listen, for those of you who think that the United States is controlling the weather, all right, or can control the weather, or man can control the weather, you have a valuable ally. In 1963, Fidel was up there claiming the United States stalled Hurricane Flora over his island, dropped over 100 inches of rain, by the way, made Harvey look like a spring shower. Santiago de Cuba had 100 inches of rain with this. And what happened was that was the year after the Cuban Missile Crisis. So what Castro was claiming was the U.S. was out to get him because of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So 63, here comes Category 4 Flora. It hits near Guantanamo. It moves up half the island in 2 days, turns around, moves back down the other half of the island, then heads out to sea. So Castro said, see, the U.S. is trying to kill my island. You know what's funny about that, too? The people, if I were a Cuban and I heard that, say, El Leader or whatever he was, is saying the United States is in control of the weather, I'd be saying, well, maybe we ought to listen to the United States because if they could control the weather. But look, this has been going on. And that's the problem. A lot of you folks out there, please, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking down to you.
Yeah, who are you calling you for?
All I do is eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff.
Yes.
So people will ask me a question, and I realize I can't even talk to them because they don't know the entire story, where the story right. began.
Joe, listen, I appreciate that backstory because the history that you've delved into in terms of climate and weather events and the relationship to high-low pressures, I mean, to me, I'm fascinated by the weather, too. My daughter is. I mean, I love talking about the weather. It's not at all dull and boring. It's very interesting. And in fact, I'll take it to another level, the electric universe, folks, that talk about the electromagnetic aspect that is often not considered in terms of how do you hold millions or billions of tons of water suspended in air in these things called clouds until it decides to drop down. Where's gravity in that? There's got to be some other explanation that goes into an electromagnetic.
Water vapor becomes lighter than air as it ascends. You know, a parcel of air, if you have a certain buoyancy of the air, if the air becomes lighter, it's, you know, just...
Yeah, I'm planting the seed not to go discuss the magnetism, but I think there's more to it than
you're playing Aquinas and Aristotle. That's exactly... Listen, no, you are. See, you got to understand the weather is a spiritual thing. I tell people that all the time. You're always looking for the unmoved mover. Mm-hmm. Now, what is going on now is that you have a group of men that have become very politically and socially charged up about how the world should go. And they have convinced a large segment of the public that the unmoved mover is carbon dioxide. This is fascinating since the carbon dioxide, the vast amount of carbon dioxide in the planetary system is stored in the oceans. So if the oceans were to warm, it would release more carbon dioxide into the air. What now, if you ever talk to someone that's into the global warming thing, you ask them, okay, well, how's this happening? Well, we've got heat trapping gas. That's not how it works. What happens is there's certain bands in carbon dioxide that absorb outgoing long wave radiation. In other words, they heat things up or they become excited because of the warming of the earth. If the earth was not warming, CO2 would not even be part of the equation. So their argument is, well, what happens is you can't, if you're getting warmer, if the air is getting warmer, it means the earth below it can't get cooler. So it just feeds back and goes off. That's not how nature works.
No, that's right. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. But right. Again, the program, you mentioned it earlier, program, just like with COVID, the vaccines are safe and effective. No, that's a mantra. That's a marketing slogan. And when they say global warming caused by CO2 emissions by man, it's man-made anthro whatever. Cause, and it's like, no, these are slogans. These are marketed terms into making people believe something that's not scientifically validated.
I'll tell you what, it's funny with the COVID thing. I'm still competing in bodybuilding. I'm still 67. Never took any steroids, but have been in gyms for 55, 60 years. And every one of the guys I ever saw that were sticking needles in them using shortcuts, as my dad says, you should never use a biological shortcut. They were winding up with problems down the road because once that's in your bloodstream. So when they came out with this stuff, I go, oh, wait a minute. I just naturally be suspicious enough mm-hmm. to say, well, that's not for me. Might be for you, might be for this guy. It's just like when I go in the gym, I'm friends with everybody in the gym, but one guy may be doing something. He wants to do it, wants to look a certain way. And I can't, I'm not going to sit there and tell him not to do it. I don't believe in forcing God. But it was interesting in that Billy France actually came up with the old time classic vaccine of dead. What they did was they isolated dead COVID cells. Mm-hmm. Right. And I said, well, that seems to be a pretty good idea because that's how we used to do it. Rather than getting some kind of thing to fool your body into doing what, you know, whatever. And by the way, if you're going to fool your body into recreating a COVID reaction, all right, so your body, what makes you think you're not going to fool your body into some of the side effects that we.
Yeah, well, you're thinking critically, Joe. That's why I appreciate you. By the way, you all should check out this book. You want to talk about a guy that is still bodybuilding? You should check out the picture on this book, dude. And we have it. It's linked up, and it's called The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. It came out September of 2020, and you see the guy, man. He's got guns. What are you – is that an air gun that you're holding in that?
No, it's a toy. These people, look, let me explain.
Why are you holding a real gun in that thing?
The cover's pure satire. Okay. These people all believe they're like in a war. And I'm like, why don't you go serve in Afghanistan? Mm-hmm. All right. Or, you know, my wrestling coach at Penn State was one of the first men on the beach in Normandy. My dad served in the armed forces. All right. I always used to wonder, could I measure up to those guys that came before me? So what do I have? I have a toy machine gun with that shirt I was telling you about. I have that on. See the right toy machine gun, American. And I'm shooting daisies at people. Mm-hmm. Daisies, because, you know, I am an environmentalist. It's satire. You're not fighting a war. These guys come out. They come out with the new climate war or dispatches from the front lines of the climate. What are you talking about? All you're doing is trying to elevate yourself to something you aren't capable of being. And if you want to go be a warrior, go join our armed forces or something like that, or our police forces. I'll tell you what's a good idea. Try to raise a family, okay, in the way families have led to the success of this country, as opposed to this definition, that definition, whatever. You know, there are different ways to do it. But when you see people saying, we're in the front lines of the climate war, you know what that means? They're elevating their own value because they seek to strive to be something they are not. Mm-hmm. All right. They're not happy. Look, let me tell you folks something. Okay. Guess what? If the whole climate argument went away tomorrow, so what?
Yeah.
The weather is always there. Do you understand what me? It's so what? Mm-hmm. All right. If it went away tomorrow, do you realize what would happen to the, I mean, look where society is being pushed. Look at ESG. Look at all these people flying into Cairo. All right. I caught one of them. These people are so, they just lie. They don't know what's going on. I'm here in Cairo and where climate change is blah, 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 blah. It's so hot. I got on. Cairo's averaging 5 to 6 degrees below normal. Of course it's hot. If you come from the Netherlands and go down to Egypt, it's going to be hot.
Of course, right? Everything is caused by climate change. If the weather's cold, it's climate change. If it's hot, it's climate change. If it's raining, it's climate change. If it's a drought, it's climate change. Joe, stand by. I want to talk more about the weather and what might be underneath the oceans impacting the weather more than anything most people are disgusted by. No, discussing. We're going to talk more about it, Joe. Hang in there. I want to say thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, are providing quality education in body, mind, spirit, healing options. And there are many people within the medical realm, doctors and nurses, also now discovering Trinity School of Natural Health to learn about the things they were not taught in medical school. Yes, you heard me right. The Flexner Report of 1910 limited education training, the curricula within medical school to be primarily focused on drugging people who have symptoms that are not evidence of a lack of those drugs. The FDA approved drugging methodology. You can't poison people back to health. That's absurd. I can teach fourth graders and they know better. So trinityschool.org, also the upcoming Trinity Health Freedom Expo, virtual expo, where you can have access to all of the lectures and presentations that were given at the October event in 2022. And that'll be happening February 18th and 19th, the weekend in February 2023. And you will access not only all of the presentations, but also new presentations that were not done there, including live panel discussions on health freedom. That's coming up as well. Shout out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers as well, providing the certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD products, including revolutionary transdermal delivery systems. So an area in need, you can put it right over there. It won't just stay on the surface. It'll be driven in safely. Certified organic U.S.-grown. Clean, clean, clean. And you can use the code RSB15 to get the discounts. RSB15 to get the discounts that are even included on top of whatever discounts that they're giving you, sales that they have each month. And we highlight and spotlight some of those discounts as well. So I want to thank them for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and also providing the ability for us to communicate and have interviews like with Joe Bastardi here from AccuWeather, the things that he's done. And now with the website, and here, let me bring it up. It's called weatherbell.com. It's linked up.
Let me just say, I don't work with AccuWeather anymore.
No, right? I realize it was like the backstory.
They are all in with global warming.
Oh, I know. And the point of this, Joe, is like, I want people to get their weather from something that's not woke and nonsensical. Is Weatherbell like that a place, or is it more like?
No, we deal with the weather. I mean, we've got a couple. I mean, I get it. The discussions about climate change with my fellow forecasters last 5 minutes, then we start arguing about something that's meaningful, like what the Mets are doing or the Phillies are doing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to understand the biggest thing with Weatherbell is nail the forecast. Do anything you can to nail the forecast for the client. Further away, give people angles that other people aren't looking at. It's a model-driven weather community now, and because of guys like me and Joe DeLeo and Tom Downs, we are analog and analysis-based forecasters.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Believe me, the design of the system, if you were God and you wanted to fellowship with your greatest creation, your greatest prize, would you just create everybody as a bunch of robots? Or would you create natural challenges for those people, your greatest prize, to turn to you? Look at how you raise your kids, right? So the atmosphere, in the end, the atmosphere is now this giant example of all this to me. And because of that, it can make me much more objective about what I'm looking at. If I'm playing to a crowd or I want to be more popular, I want to hang out with Bill Nye or, you know, Leonard DiCaprio or whatever, I'd say one thing. But you know what? As much as I enjoy hanging out with everyone, right? The fact of the matter is I've been hanging out with the weather every day since I was three. Every morning is Christmas to me. I get to wake up and unwrap this gift that God has given me with the weather. And so that's how I look at it now. So it's a very simple approach from a very simple person.
Joe, I enjoy the philosophy that you bring out from your passion for the weather and what it's done. And again, this discussion needs to happen all over the place so we're not deceived as well as we are deceived by those that want to, I think, own and control us and limit our freedom. That freedom you talk about, we believe in here. And God is part
of course you do. I mean, what's God's greatest gift to man? Free will.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So if you were the devil, you're not the devil, Robert, but if you were the devil, wouldn't you want to steal the best That's gift sure. that you could freedom, possibly? Choice.
Exactly. They want to take it away based on the weather. One last question, Joe. The Mountain West in the U.S. suffering from droughts, not enough precipitation in the winter.
Actually, you're not suffering from drought as bad as you think you are. You're suffering from the fact that there are 4 to 5 times more people living there than 30, 40 years ago. I've shown people this many, many times. We just had one of the rainiest summers ever in the Colorado River Basin. Do you know in 1965 when the Bastardi family went out to California to visit my Uncle Joe, who was out on the West Coast, my dad's rebellious brother. I spent about 6 hours waiting to cross the Colorado River in Yuma. I wanted to, because I was my dad's navigator with the maps. And imagine my disappointment crossing this river and there was no water in it. This is in April of 65, right?
Yeah.
That has always been occurring. But look, if you want to put forward the Palmer Drought Severity Index has demand in it, right? This is ridiculous. California by nature is a dry climate. And these people go, oh, so it's climate change. It's doing it. Look how bad the drought is. No, you have 50 million people living there now, and they're demanding all the water.
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's my question. Are any of volcanoes going to help us to get even more snowpack for those that like to ski in the Mountain West?
Well, there's a heck of a – no, well, the snowpack is off to a great start this year. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is – this has been great
through the winter. I'm pushing you for predictions you don't want to make.
No. We've already made the prediction that we think the Southwest is going to warm up during the winter, that this front part of the winter, I think from Oregon up into Washington and into Idaho, Montana, the northern areas are going to do real good. But the southern areas, once you get south of Bakersfield and San Francisco and those mountains down there, not so good. We need an El Nino to go off again. All right. So, I mean, this is just a natural back and forth that occurs. But look at what happened with the, I'm telling people back in October, it's going to be great skiing this year for Thanksgiving in the Colorado Rockies. And I mean, they were just getting pounded in there with
some good base already there, Joe. Yeah. I appreciate you. Hey, listen, I enjoyed having you on. If you want to come on anytime with some more.
You just call me. Hey, listen, anytime you need to, like, have someone. If I could have wrestled the way I talk, I would have been national champ. So anytime you need me to talk to you, you just call me. I'll be here.
But the kind of wrestling we'd be talking about probably isn't the same kind.
Collegiate wrestling, although I'm a big fan of MMA now. A lot of the Penn State, the great Penn State national champs are fighting MMA, and they're doing real well.
Impressive. And I took up kickboxing for fitness, and I'm enjoying that as well. So
yeah, well, hey, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of conservative guys that do a lot of that stuff now. So
good to see you, Joe. Thanks for being on board, and we got links to your website as well. And you keep rocking the weather world like you're doing.
Hey, enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Joe Bastardi on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Fascinating discussion. And, you know, we went over, but that's okay. I enjoyed he's got a passion that I love having the ability to share. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the newsletter, or text RSB to 22828. And I'll remind you, as I do each and every day, and I'm reminding me too, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.